across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, happy Friday, everyone. Good morning, Kat. Good morning, Steve.
We're getting there. It's Friday.
That's it.
I think you're in charge of vibe today, Creamo. That's the feeling I'm getting.
I've got you guys for a feel-good Friday. Kath, what'd you get up to yesterday?
Got my head up.
Oh, let's see. Give it a 12.
I had to tie it back because it gets cut in my headphones.
Yeah, right. So it was just a bit of colour. What was in there?
Yeah, full set of foils, and I took about 3 inches off the bottom.
Lovely, lovely.
How long did this process take?
About two and a half hours.
2.5 hours. That seems a long time, isn't it?
It's sort of long, but I think some people spend a lot longer. That seems on the quicker side.
Yeah, the longest I've ever spent in a hair salon was a good 7 hours.
See what I mean? 2.5. Yeah. Cheeky, quick one. Well, that's good. Does that make you feel good and up and about for the day?
Well, you know, I thought new job, new do, new me.
There we go. Done.
Look good, feel good, radio good as well.
That's the famous saying. Exactly.
Morning, Steve. Jess. How are you?
Morning, I'm good.
Are you radio gooding as well?
Yes.
What did you get up to yesterday?
What did I do? I went to the gym and Morgan cooked me this, like, mac and cheese, but it was, like, buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Ooh, that sounds
so good.
What did he do wrong? What's he trying to make up for?
I don't know.
Good question.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter anymore.
I got fed.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the real winning. Yes, I was doing some gardening, actually, because it was so, like, lovely and cool. And I was out in the back, and then out of, like, I guess they're sort of, like, I don't know what it's like. I'm growing this big patch of sorrel at the back fence.
Right, okay.
And I was like, what's that? Just something caught my eye. And there it was, guys. My anaconda dog. Little diamond python just sneaking its way through my little sorrel patch.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, what's going on here? And I didn't know what kind of snake it was at first because I just saw the tail and I was like, oh, I better have a better look. Diamond python, so cute. Just there, just enjoying its life.
So, what, did you just let it stay, did you? Just let it stick around?
Well, of course. It's just a little diamond python just getting about its day. Oh. It's a lovely little snake.
You're being very charitable.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I would have got rid of it.
Yeah.
No.
Not in my house.
A black snake or something, sure, but not a little cute little diamond python. It's just getting about its life.
You're a better man than me, Creamo. That's all I'll say.
Happy Friday, everyone.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, our very own, well, adopted Novocastrian Nikita Zoo's going to fight for his first professional title here in Newcastle, Jess.
So No Limit Boxing announced this one yesterday. He's been professional for a couple of years now, but never fought for an Australian title. He's going to be taking on Dylan Biggs for the Australian Super Welterweight title on November 22. Nikita, as well as his brother Tim.
Up against Stephen, which is a bit of fun. I didn't know you were.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, so would I. How much would I have to pay you, Stephen? $10?
To get in the ring?
Yeah.
The Zoo Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh.
$5?
How long have I got to last in the ring for?
It's up to you. I don't care.
I can run for 5 minutes, I reckon.
Oh, that's an agreement. An agreement.
Anyway, continue. Sorry, we digress.
We'll line that up. That'll happen.
That's recorded on the radio.
And Nikita and Tim, they've got unbeaten records here in Newcastle. And, of course, their dad, Kostya, he fought here as well. So quite a nostalgic fight for the boys when they come back here. But it should be a great fight night. They're planning to have a lot of local boxers feature on the card as well, which is always nice. It gives them quite a level to fight at. I mean, No Limit Boxing, it's broadcast right around the country, pay-per-view. It's going to be a great night.
Oh, it will be a great night. I want to know, though, how long is it till we can just start calling the Zoo Brothers Novocastrians, unadopted Novocastrians?
Oh, no.
They're Novocastrians, aren't they?
They are, really.
You can ask them when you get in the ring with them, Steve.
I don't think there'll be much chit-chat. I think there'll be a lot of running away.
Distract them with your talking.
I think you can there's a little bit of chat when they take the photos, when you're, like, pressing gloves or whatever.
I'll be asking for a signature, an autograph after, please.
Very good indeed.
All right, Jess, and Albo's getting to work delivering on those urgent care clinics.
Yeah, so the first one opens up at Cessnock today. The urgent care clinics, they're like a GP after hours type thing, but they're open all day. They accept walk-in patients for non-life-threatening things that you might have going on if you can't get into your GP and things like that. And they're going to provide bulk build services as well. Woo-hoo. So
yeah,
no
God.
Out-of-pocket expenses, which is always nice. So this one is open on Vincent Street. There's going to be 14 of these clinics in New South Wales. So hopefully we're lucky enough to get another one eventually.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. A lot of demand really, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Just the bulk build situation. It seems like it's almost impossible to find one.
And you've got to book weeks in advance to go see a GP. By the time you're in, you're not sick anymore.
I'm over it. It's gone.
I'm sick now. That's when I need the help. Anyway, hopefully this alleviates some of that pressure.
Exactly.
Around the Hunter. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos. New FM.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Feel Good Friday. I know we've been talking all week about the great grand final that we had last weekend, but wait, there's more. There's another grand final action happening this weekend.
Oh, get around it. What have we got?
The Newcastle Roller Derby League are having their grand final on Saturday at the Newcastle End Centre. The Harbour Hellcats taking on the Bogey Rollers, and I think it's going to be a really intense little final.
You'll be there?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How much have you paid for your tickets? Have you
gone like $15?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
What about if you want a corporate box or something like that?
I don't know if they have corporate boxes, but you don't really want to be up in the box, mate. You want to be ringside so you can see all that elbowing action.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I've ever seen roller derby. How does it work? Is it like soccer but on rollerblades? Is that how it works? They throw a ball in the goals, right? Is that still what they do?
I've no idea. Never seen it.
Anyway, it'll be exciting.
It will be. Grand final.
That's it. You got to get around it. Now, I've already practiced my boxing in studio this morning. I've got to practice my roller derby skills.
I think we should take you down to the roller derby rink and get you out there with the girls, because it's like a race, right?
You go around it,
but they take each other out. Ice hockey style.
Should we do it before or after his fight with the Zoo Brothers? That's what I want to know.
I think you probably need some time to recover from either. So, let's space it out.
Okay. I agree. I like to think that I'm quite a good athlete. I'm really not. I don't think I'd survive this.
2 days in between at least. That's what I'm saying. New FM. We talk about Fat Bear Week. Now,
yes!
Stephen, you're all across this. Kath, I'm thinking you haven't really heard that much about it. That's all right.
No, not really. I think I need an education, Creepo.
I've got that for you right now. We are actually right now in the midst of Fat Bear Week. So it kicked off on the 4th of October, runs right up until the 10th, which culminates in the final Fat Bear Tuesday, which is, I guess, a bit of a take on Super Bowl Sunday, obviously, but way, way better. Now, what it is, it's an Alaskan national park it's a certain area in this park. It's a little river where a lot of these bears, these big grizzly bears, all feed and feast on the salmon, getting ready for their big winter nap, their hibernation.
Yeah, because they're almost about to go into winter over there.
That's it. Obviously, the seasons are flipped there. And what they do, they track all the bears and give them nicknames, and they let people vote to see which is basically the chunkiest bear. Now, these bears get so big, we're talking, they look like barrels.
Yeah, well, some of the videos are so funny of them literally just sitting in the river, just shoveling fish. They just stuff their faces, and they get, and I feel like when you're voting for the chunkiest bear, nothing to do with any actual numbers. They're not weighing them. You just go, that's a chunky boy.
That's right. That's the chunkiest one. In fact, they've got live stream cameras on the river and stuff, so you can keep an eye on what's going on. They watched one bear eat 42 salmon in one 5.5-hour session.
Not 42 picnic baskets?
It certainly wasn't. But afterwards, it looked like he'd eaten the whole picnic baskets as well.
Well, their beer guts are swinging by their knees. And that's not hyperbole. That's not me exaggerating. No. They genuinely get so big before hibernation.
So, if you want to get involved in all of this, of course, look, there's a little bit of danger, though, around the government shutdowns over there could affect affect this final because obviously they stopped some of the like funding to the national parks, and one of the key areas is around the social media. So as excited as everyone is for Fat Bear Tuesday coming up, just hopefully all the money gets through in time is all I'll say.
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, like you said, it is coming up very rapidly. You're across this, Crevo. Do you have a favourite bear?
Yeah, 747 is my favourite.
Boeing, is he? Well, airplane.
Named after. So he actually took it out last year and is really looking like a strong contender for this year. Another one to watch is actually bear number 32 has just been named Chunk.
Chunk.
Right, okay.
Now, bear number 32 is a large adult male. Looks a bit simple, though, because it's got very narrow set eyes. Aww, like they're real close together.
What a cutie.
No, it's actually in the description, and you can see the photo. You go, yeah, he does look a bit simple, but he loves eating. So these are two to watch. If you got money on sports bet, this is what I go for.
Well, this is the bear I'm watching, right? So yeah. The inaugural Fat Bear Tuesday 2014, right? Since 2014... Otis has been a past champion four times.
2014, champion, yeah.
Yeah, 2014, 2016, 2017, and 2021. Otis is due for another win.
I have been watching Otis. My only concern is when you get in there with like a favourite that's won that many times, can it take out another title? I don't know.
I reckon he will. Okay. I'm backing in Otis.
Stevens picks Otis. Crevo's picks 747. We're going to stay across this because this is one of the most important competitions in the world right now. 1 million votes last year. They reckon it's going to break this year. So it's even more than a lot of the actual like voting and democracy in Alaska. So it is big business. We'll keep you across it here at New FM.
1, 2, 3.
On New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
It's your favourite time of the morning. It is time to play Three of a Kind. Yeah. What do we have to give away today, Crevo?
Of course, we've got $60 to spend at the Lucky Hotel. How good's this? Lucky kids eat free. This and every school holidays at the Lucky.
I reckon you and I could use that $60 at the Lucky this week, Kath. Been a long week. A couple of schooners after work.
Yeah.
Oh, treat me, please.
You know, I think we deserve a bourbon or, you know, something.
Oh, okay.
Top shelf. Why not? $60 free. It's not your money.
Yeah, when it isn't your money, you can go top shelf.
For those who are not acquainted, it is a very simple game to play. You just need to call now, 4967 4105, and... basically, we give you three things. You need to tell us what category of things. Shall we practice, boys?
Yeah, easy. Absolutely. Do you have an example or do you want us to do an example? What's happening?
Oh, I've got one.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm up against Crevo. I love this.
I'm ready.
All right, so your name is your buzzer. And we do first of two or best out of three. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Street, road, highway.
Crevo. Types of roads.
Yeah.
Yes, one on the board.
A little bit different, not, that one.
Yeah, that's all right. We weren't ready.
But if you listen to the car, ironically, and you think, I knew that one, and you probably did because you're in a car.
And driving on a road.
4967-4105 is, of course, that magic number, isn't it?
Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
All right, let's go to our runner-up from yesterday. Rick, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
All right, you ready to go again, mate?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, brilliant.
You sound like you're up and about for your Feel Good Friday. Up against you, Rick, we go to New Lambton Heights. Morning, Mark. How's things?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Never better.
Ready for your weekend?
Definitely, mate. Definitely.
That sounds like it's been a long week.
Indeed.
Let's try and get you $60 to the Lucky, mate. Like alluded to, the scoring today works, gentlemen. First of two, best of three. Before we get into it, let's test everyone's buzzer. Of course, your name is your buzzer. So, Rick, you go first.
Rick.
Lovely, nice and quick. Mark, you're next.
Mark.
All right.
Technology is up and working.
Housekeeping out of the way. Without a further ado, let's get into this, gentlemen. Best of luck. The first one I've got for you this morning. Peroni, Corona, VB.
Rick.
Rick was quickest there.
That would be beer.
Mate, you are correct.
One on the board.
Well done. All right. Next one I've got for you two, gentlemen, is Truss, Roma and Cherry.
Rick.
Oh, God, that was tight.
Rick.
You reckon Rick? Okay.
All right, Rick.
That would be tomatoes.
Mate.
Yes. Which means...
congratulations.
He's got gone and done it as our runner-up. He's taken away $60 to spend at the Lucky. Lucky kids eat free this and every school holidays at the Lucky. Congratulations. How does it feel to be the returning and now champ?
Mate, this is amazing. The last time I won anything with you guys was 1986 and it was a tank full of petrol.
Well, you know what? This is probably even better. So congratulations, and I'm glad that you've stuck with us all this time.
Doesn't that make you feel good on a feel-good Friday?
Certainly. Loyal listeners love it.
Indeed.
And it is only local winners here, and of course we will play three of a kind. Same time, same place on Monday, right here on New FM. I know it is feel-good Friday, but I'm going to have to get on my soap. Okay. I'm going to have a little bit of a whinge. Now, Crevo, this won't be news to you, but this is new information for yourself, Kath.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing quite winds me up like a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation moon event. God, they piss me off. Like, actually winds me up. Anyway, the latest one, which I'm getting... We talked about doom-scrolling yesterday. I doom-scroll through moon events. I love to hate them. Like, anyway, and I feel like now my algorithm on all the socials... They know this. They interact with the post. So I see all the new ones that are coming out, if you will.
And sometimes if you leave your phone in here, I just search moon events, favourite moon events and stuff like that, just to really build it up on his computer.
Oh, it does mean. Anyway, the latest one is the Ring of Fire solar eclipse, which for those that are interested, which is hopefully no one, will be visible next Sunday, so the 15th, right? So this is an annular solar eclipse, which happens when the moon covers the sun's centre, but leaves the sun's visible outer edges. Ooh. It's like a ring of fire.
That sounds so good.
Also called blood on the moon. It's very, very suspicious, that one, like superstitious.
Oh, interesting. Mm. See, I've had a ring of fire event as well when I went to Bangkok Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Big situation.
Too spicy, was it?
The next morning, yeah. It was a morning event, though.
What really winds me up...
this one?
Let's get this quickly back on track. What really winds me up about the moon events, though, is that, like, all these once-in-a-lifetime moon events, I swear they happen fortnightly. You know what I'm saying? Like, they happen once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks at tops. And if you miss this one next Sunday, just wait 2 weeks, you'll get the next moon event.
They're all unique, though, and different, though, Steve.
No, but what they do is they talk this up like it's going to be the most amazing thing. Do you guys remember last month we had that blue moon? That big blue moon that was hyped up on, like, all the TV channels, on all the news and all that. Blue moon, I found out after going to look at it, is the term they use to refer to an extra full moon. So a year normally has 12 full moons. If you get 13th one in a year, that's a blue moon. Yeah. Not even blue. On Facebook, they've photoshopped it so it's blue in the picture. And I'm telling you, whoever's in charge of PR for the moon, we need them here.
I'm feeling really sad for the listeners this morning because they can't see your face just absolutely screwing up at this new moon business. Like, he's literally fully disgusted. It's like, we need to get cameras in here.
Yeah, see, this is new information for you. Not to Crevo, though, not to list. I hate moon events. I'm done. I'm not going to go watch it.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is... Novos. You're waking up with
Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So I've been doing like some like flyer dropping for my shop around Hamilton.
No junk mail. Get it out of my mailbox.
No, what I take Molly out for a walk, right? And I just go put her in the car, and then we'll go like somewhere, and then just do a little flyer drops on a few. If there's no junk mail, you won't get one. Don't worry. Like,
okay.
If there's a sticker on your mailbox,
I'm just winding you up, Craig. I'd love to see it.
Anyway, I was sort of near Gregson Park kind of area. You know, there's like a few of those new taller apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm just walking past that one. I forget what, like exactly where it is, but it's near Gregson Park. And I look up and I think I saw some people having a session.
Through the window?
Through the window. Like probably four or five stories up, but still...
What are you doing looking four or five stories up?
Looking in people's windows,
I'm just walking along.
What a creep.
I glanced up and I was like, I think that's people having a session.
Did you do a double take?
Of course.
Well, you got to, don't you? You're only human, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. And then, of course, you got to move on. But hold on.
Definitely move on. Otherwise, you know, the police
cops get
guys will.
And they'll be like, oh, not again.
Oh, dearie me.
We got $100 worth of meat up for grabs very soon. With Would I Lie to You? And I'm not entirely sure if that is a lie. But
no, absolutely.
$100 is not a lie. No. But there will be some lie happening in studio. All to play for up next here on UFM.
The Novos. The Novos. UFM. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
Funny, Creevo, you mentioned your Bathurst barbecue because we could have you sorted right here. $100 worth of free meat thanks to our friends at Singo's with Would I Lie to You. So, if you haven't heard this game before, what you got to do is give us a call, 4967 4105, and then what will happen is you get on the air and you've got to hear a pitch from both Kath and Creevo. They'll tell you this item they've brought in, and items in the old inverted commas, the $66.99, because only one of them is telling the truth. It's your job to put your detective hat on and smell through the rubbish, essentially. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. So, Kath, this is your first time playing it.
Yeah, I got no idea what I'm doing, but I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Okay, this is your chance. 4967 4105. Call now if you'd like to win yourself $100 worth of free meat.
And even better, for your barbecue as well, you can, you know, you'd be like, you bring the beers, I'll supply all the food. You don't have to tell them that you've won it.
That's right.
You get yourself some free meat, of course, thanks to Singo's. The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. That magic number one more time, 4967 4105.
All right, let's meet our contestant, shall we?
All right, let's go to Kitchener. Morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Happy Feel Good Friday. Much planned for your weekend?
Yes. Packing to get ready to go away on holidays next week. So.
Nice
for some. Whereabouts are you heading?
Down the south coast, Kiama.
Oh, how good. You're on a good wicket, aren't you?
I think so.
Well, it keeps getting better for you because fingers crossed you can win yourself $100 worth of free meat thanks to Singo's this morning. So how the game works, Kate, like I said, is both Creevo and Kath have an item in front of them. You've got to figure out who is telling the truth, all right? You've got to figure out who's telling the truth. Crystal clear?
Obviously.
All right. Who would you like to go first, Kate?
Let's go with Kath.
All righty. I have with me today one of my dog Brinny's toys. And it's, you know, it's just a squeaky ball. And it's filthy because, you know, Brinny's a grot.
Okay, there you go, pitch number one. Now, just keep in mind here, Kate, what Kath actually did was grab the little iPhone app that like has little sound effects. She had that so conveniently ready, right? What I've got in front of me is a Colin Mason mortar and pestle. Now, do you know Colin Mason, the cookware brand?
Yep.
Yeah, they got the good stuff. This is a larger one. And I'll just rub them together so you can have... Hang on, let me turn this music down for you so you can listen properly, all right? Here we go. Now, I usually use this when I'm doing up, like, my spice blends, like maybe, you know, sometimes getting ready to make a curry or something like that. bit of coriander seeds are good in there usually. That sort of, when you want to really open up the aroma of spices, that's what I usually use it for.
Yeah, when he starts talking about aroma, you know he's making stuff up, right?
Oh, is that his tell famously as a cat? As he mentions aroma.
You know I love my food, Kate.
All right, Kate, so what, two pictures in front of you. Have you got any questions for either of the items, I guess?
Yeah, so
Kat. Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a Great Dane German Shorthaired Pointer Cross, which means she's a big dog and she needs to be exercised a lot, which is why my car is full of dog balls.
Right. So how big is this ball we're talking?
Oh, it's just it's just like a tennis ball.
Right. And what's the texture of the tennis ball?
It's like a normal tennis ball. It's green, it's furry, it's dirty, it's got a bit of mud on it.
Okay. How long has your dog had the tennis ball for?
I reckon this one's been bouncing around the car for about 6 months. They don't last much longer than that. She trashes them. I used to get the big ones, like the big Kong ones, but she would actually destroy those faster than a normal-sized tennis ball. So I now get cheap ones that squeak.
Okay.
Under the interrogation limelight at the moment.
Indeed.
All right, any questions, Kate, for Creevo?
So, Crevo, with your mortar and pestle, how long have you owned it for?
Well, probably 2 years or something. I got on special. They had like 40% off or something. I was like, what a deal.
Right. So how much did you pay for it?
I think it was like 60, like they're usually like $100 for a good one like that. I think I paid 60, something like that.
Right, okay. And what size is your pestle bowl?
The medium size, so probably like the size of like a coconut, roughly.
Yeah, right. How often do you use it?
Oh, not that often. I've still got the box, actually, so probably once every month or two.
Okay.
We've got to press you for an answer here.
All right, questioning done, interrogation done. Okay, I need you to tell us who is telling the truth. Remember, you're looking for the person telling the truth. Is it Crevo or is it Kath?
I actually think it's Crevo telling the truth.
All right, locking that in, Kate?
Unfortunately, that is wrong.
Oh, bugger.
I just I just had a little metal bit thing in here that I found on the ground and I've just rubbed it together.
Too tricky.
Well, enjoy your holiday anyway, Kate. And, of course, we will have Singo's vouchers again next Feel Good Friday. Jackpots. So, I mean, there is plenty of money to be won here on New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, and it is the final Friday of school holidays.
Indeed.
Of course, kiddies go back next week, and I, for one, as well as plenty of exhausted parents, I'm sure, are happy to see him go back to school.
So your kids, how old are they again?
Don't have kids at all, but I go to the gym a couple times a week.
Yeah.
I normally go straight after work.
Yeah.
It's the quietest time. Cause
summer bodies are built in spring.
Well, that's it. And, you know, everyone is at work.
Yeah.
So when I go at, like, you know, 12:30 or something like that, normally the gym's pretty quiet. But during school holidays, there have been so many kids, and it is full throughout the day. And they stay there all day. I swear they'll do, like, one exercise, and then they'll chin wag for half an hour, and then do another exercise. And have you not got better places to be?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy to see them go. I'm happy to get my gym time back.
Well, a lot of parents will be happy as well, no doubt. They'll be getting them back out the house.
And we're going to talk about what your kids have been up to in the school holidays, the crazy things they've been up to after 8 o'clock.
Next,
105.3 New FM. We've got next, we're going to talk to the AEC about the referendum.
Indeed.
Just over 1 week until referendum day, which sounds weird. It should be election day, but it's not the same thing, right? It's a little bit different. When you go in to vote, you're going to be writing words instead of numbers, and it's all a bit confusing. So we thought we'd ask someone who has a clue. We've got on the phone Rebecca from the AEC. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right. I'm sure you're probably wishing that it was over already. So we just want to know these really basic things, right? So when you go into the polling booth and you're thinking about the democracy sausage, you've got to do a job first. You've got to vote. But it's not a number. How do people vote for a referendum?
Yeah, right. So you're right. It is different to an election. You're not putting the numbers in there. What you need to do is follow the instructions on the ballot paper. And that is basically write yes or no in the box. Nothing else. That's all you need to do.
Now, is it just one box?
It is just one box. So you write yes if you support the change to the Constitution, or you write no if you don't support the change to the Constitution.
Well, there's a lot of hoo-ha about what seems like a really simple process. I've heard rumours anyway that a tick will count as a yes vote, but a cross won't count as a no vote. Is that correct?
Look, that is correct. What we do say to voters is to follow the instructions. Write yes or no in the box.
All right. So keeping it simple.
Yeah.
Now, the key question I have, what is the sausage situation going to be? Am I guaranteed one? Is it not at every place? Is it up to the local spots? What's the situation?
Now, it is up to the local spots that will be at. I think there's actually a website called Democracy Sausage that you can go and have a look and see whether there'll be your Democracy Sausage on the day, but that's not an AEC thing.
So oh, okay.
Up to the local place that the polling place is at.
Well, now Crevo's done with these silly questions, I do have another serious one for you, Rebecca. What is the likelihood that we know a result come, like, referendum day?
Yeah, that's a good question. So with an election, obviously with the numbers and the preferential voting system, counting can take us a little bit longer. With a referendum itself, we were expecting it to be a little bit quicker with the yes, no, and potentially those informal votes. So So we were hoping to know a result on the night, but again, we have to wait till there's like a mathematical result that means that nothing else can change.
Yep.
And the other thing that we need to do, if it is close on the night, we need to wait for postal votes to come back to us.
All right. Thanks, Rebecca. And of course, you can vote early. You can vote now if you need to, right?
That's right. Early voting centres are now open in the Newcastle area and broader Hunter region. We've got 13, another 5 opening this Saturday. Have a look at the website, aec.gov.au, where to vote, and then you'll find your local polling place.
All right. Thanks, Rebecca. Off you go and vote in the referendum. I don't want to know what you're voting. Just go and do it.
So yesterday I went through Aldi in Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
They've already got for sale a bunch of Christmas stuff.
Yeah, it's the season, I suppose,
we're already,
isn't
here,
it?
Here, isn't it? And it got me thinking, over the past, I guess, few years, there's not really been any innovation in the space of advent calendars. So for a long time, they've been very predictable, very, like, dull. Like,
dull? Chocolate's fine.
Oh, is it, though? It's always just a little square of chocolate, and it's not even that good. There has been a few people trying to get things going, like a beer one.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Oh, but it's very predictable, though. Every time you open the door, there's a beer in there. Or there was, like, a tea one as well. This time you've got English breakfast, have you?
Right,
oh, how exciting. So I've decided to make one that's a bit more unpredictable, a bit more actual surprising, because that's what you want at Christmas, right? It's some surprises.
Okay, so what's going to be involved? Have you still got a 24-door advent calendar?
Yeah, but we won't go through all of them. I'll just through some of my, like, the highlights, right? So some of the good ones. First one you open, I'm thinking 500ml can of Guinness. Because these days, Guinness, you hardly ever see it around, do you? That's a surprise.
Reason for that, though.
What's
not
that?
A very good beer.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree. You haven't had one for ages, have you?
Nah.
There you go. Next one, and this is a good little local one, a barbecue pork roll from Barn Me 233. Lovely. Bit of chili on there. How good's that? Imagine that. You open up that would be a surprise. You've got to admit, Kath, you'd be surprised.
Massive
by
surprise.
That.
Yeah, but if they're selling them in October and then you get your bar me in December, it's not going to be very good, I don't think.
What's wrong with that? They'll figure it out. It'll be a system, right?
Right, okay.
Few little kinks to iron out behind the scenes. Then, how about this? You open up the next door. What's behind this one? Can of sardines in oil. When did you last have that? When have you last had sardines in oil?
There's a reason why I haven't had a lot of these things, Trevor.
You haven't had that for a while, Kath? You'd be surprised, right? Look at the face. So shocked. Right?
Surprise isn't necessarily good, though. They're mutually exclusive.
Well, you know what? Then, because some of these items behind the doors haven't been that valuable, so I thought, let's turn up the valuable.
Okay.
You open up the next door. This will be one for you, Kath, you might be interested in. 2-carat diamond platinum ring.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
How good's that? Imagine that. You open up the calendar. You've gone, oh, this must be a toy ring. You take it to the jeweler. They're like, that's worth $5,000. You'd be thrilled by that, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, and you'd be particularly surprised to get it in an advent calendar that usually costs you about $12.
Yeah, thrilled, right? Stephen, you look sceptical. What's wrong?
How much are you charging for this?
Maybe 40, 50. Yeah. The next door, I'm thinking, also on the valuable one, imagine this, summer, because we're in Australia here, you open it up, jet ski. How good's that?
What, in the little door of your advent calendar? This sounds like, and I think Kath will attest to this, it sounds like you've given a pre-primary student or a kindy student, give us your dream advent calendar. They don't have to think about the logistics. They don't have to think about anything.
Well, I have thought about the logistics.
I want a jet ski. I also want a bar meet. Why can't they both be in?
Hang on. Is Crevo just kind of subliminally giving his, you know, Christmas wish list to his wife over the radio? Is that what's going on here?
She's not in the country, so it
can't be that.
How about this as well? You might be feeling a bit peckish, a bit hungry, right? Barn Me didn't satisfy it. Plus, that was like a week ago at this point. Open up the next door, you've got the actual best bachelor's handbag, the one from Coles Waratah. They always got the spicing just right. Perfect. Chicken sandwiches sorted for dinner.
You are crazy, Crevo.
And now, at this point, you might be thinking, not enough cute factor. That's all right. I've got you covered.
You did read my mind. That's what I was thinking.
Next door you open, puppy. Just there. Oh, no, a little puppy. You've already got the treats ready, Kath. You'd be thrilled about that. You love dogs.
What door is this puppy behind?
Maybe 12th or something like that.
So the puppy's going to be in the advent calendar for 12 days.
Plus, it's been in the shop since October. So, you know, only been in there for 2 months.
I will admit, there's a couple of details I've got to iron out behind the scenes, but I reckon this is going to be an absolute hit. Stay tuned. I'll be selling them in the shop.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Guarantee. Get ready. It's going to be a hit for Christmas this year.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday. Friday. I don't know about
you, but I feel good. Oh, I just want to do a little shout out this morning. There's this new lady in the Mayfield Triangle, which is the area between Woolworths, Aldi, and like the post office.
Oh, okay.
It's a little triangle where a lot of like really interesting people hang out. There's this new lady that's hanging out there. She has the best 80s sunglasses I've ever seen. She's always wearing like the.
Well, they're like big aviators or something.
No, no, they're like the. They're like something straight out of a rave or something.
Oh,
like,
right.
Like big dogs with the like fluoro, and she wears full fluoro as well. I've seen her there probably like five or six times, just rocking hanging out, just absolutely rocking it near the lights. And wow, it's like she's got this going at all times.
Probably in her headphones.
I think she does wear headphones as well, so yeah. Probably does.
Are you sure she's not asleep?
Oh, no, she's not asleep. She is buzzing, I'll tell you what, at all times. So if you see her in the area, just give her a wave. She is one of the coolest people I've seen around Newcastle at the moment.
Well, you go. It's funny that you mentioned she could have been asleep, Kath, because it's your first week here. You've had a big week. You're getting used to the early starts. And you told us offhandedly yesterday that perhaps you fell asleep in a place you probably shouldn't have.
Yeah,
so
we'll talk about that shortly.
Yeah, if you've got a story of an unfamiliar place you've fallen asleep, an unusual place, save it and we'll expose Kath on the air next. And Kath, it's the final day of your first week joining us as a Novo.
It has gone so fast, hasn't it?
Man, it's been a blur. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But we have noticed that flipped your sleeping schedule and you're getting used to the early mornings, right? Yeah. And you've been very good getting through the show, but you tend to crash a bit afterwards.
Oh, just a little bit, yeah. No, it has been, I mean, there's plenty of shift workers in Newcastle. You guys know, you don't need to be told how difficult it is to change shifts, right? Mm. So it's been something that I've struggled with. I was okay Tuesday. I was okay kind of on Wednesday. I had a big sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And then I get home, Wednesday was the one I fell asleep playing Fortnite.
Right. So, while playing video games, can't even remember.
I get home and I'm sitting there and, you know, powering up Fortnite, which is what I do every afternoon. And the next thing I know is I hear that I'm the sound of me dying, in the game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, phew.
It's that kind of, I'm dead. Okay. And I'm like, oh, that was a ranked game. And I'm sitting there, still sitting on the couch with the controller in my hand, the headset on my head. And I'm kind of like, okay. So I put the controller down out
that
for two
time.
Hours.
Yeah.
And then again yesterday, went to the hairdresser, lying in the chair, with the massage chair, getting, you know, the treatment on my head, so I'm lying there for a while. I was out for like 15
minutes. Fell asleep at the hairdresser.
It has to be done sometimes, though. When you start early in the morning and then you've got commitments perhaps later at night, you need to stay up till, I don't know, it doesn't sound too late for most, but like 10 o'clock or something like that.
Jess, you've had a big week this week. You must have fallen asleep somewhere.
I was thinking about it before, actually. I always fall asleep at the movies, but I remembered a time really not that long ago. I was getting like a massage and it was like had a pedicure in it too. So the lady was like doing whatever she does with your feet massage.
Yeah.
And then I heard myself, like I woke myself up with my snoring.
No, you didn't. That's a lie.
I did. I'm like, oh my God, she didn't say anything. Like she totally knew that I was asleep and snoring.
That's amazing.
Well, as early risers, we are professional nappers.
Yeah,
really.
That's true.
Like, and wherever you can sneak in 20 is what you do. I'm
literally
a bandit. I reckon once a month, maybe once every 6 weeks, fall asleep on the loo.
On the toilet.
What are you doing?
Great question.
Well, I sit down and then I'm
already asleep.
I'm sat down. So I always wake myself up because it's like a cartoon where my head nods back. And I'm like, I get a whiplash and I'm up. I'm awake.
4967-4105 if you want to tell us where you fall asleep, all of the random places. We've got a $100 fuel card up for grabs for the best caller today.
Yes.
I've actually had a little birdie tell me that Mr. Crevo falls asleep in the production studio here at work.
That's not a birdie, that's me. There's a bench there, and that's just a planned nap. Well, where did you fall asleep? The more unusual the spot, the better. That's what we're after here.
And it might be like an afternoon kip, or it might have been perhaps after a big night. You've had a few too many lemonades, and you fall a little asleep somewhere.
Embarrassing.
Maybe you shouldn't have, yeah.
Hello, Vicky from Taralba. Where do you fall asleep?
I was having a facial at a resort spa, and I woke I woke myself up with my snoring.
Oh, like Jess. No way.
Oh, so that's embarrassing.
It's very
isn't it?
Easy to do, though. Let's talk to Mark in Maitland, the best part of Newcastle, as far as I'm concerned. Mark, where do you fall asleep?
I actually fell asleep at the V8s.
No, you didn't.
You've got to tell us this story. That's not possible. Come on.
So we're at the far end. I think it was turn 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Just where that little restaurant is under the, next to the beach.
Yeah.
I literally was sitting in the chair watching the V8s. Next thing you know, I wake up towards the end.
You're telling Porkies.
It's way too loud.
No, I've got proof. I've actually got photos.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
I love that.
That is actually, I guess, like, you're out in the sun all day. Maybe that helps.
Yeah.
You know, like,
just
the
got
warmth.
A busy life. Just working hard. That's it. to Cessnock next. Susan, where did you fall asleep?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my mum's friend.
Even
and
better.
She fell asleep on a man's third leg.
On a what?
Ah.
A man's third leg.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just fell asleep.
Yeah, fell asleep. Traumatised my sister. She went running to my mother. My mother came in and literally donked her on the back of the head, and I've never seen anyone choke so much.
Wow. I can only imagine there was a few lemonades involved. A big night, late night.
That's right. And sometimes when you do a three-legged race, you know, you can trip and fall and fall asleep. What happens?
Maybe it was knocked out.
That's it. From a fall. You never know with these things, do you? New FM.
What will it be? Box 1, 2, or 3. This is New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
4967-4105 if you want to play New FM's Ticket Picker Box right now. We have so many tickets to so many things to give away. Comedy Club, there's Kiss, there's Cause, there's all kinds of things. So get on the phone and play right now. 4967-4105.
If it was me, I would go to the Spiegel Tent. I think.
It's so good.
Blank to Blank
is such a great show.
Have you seen it? Oh, my God. I saw it for the first time about a month or two ago.
Blow you away if you haven't seen it.
If you haven't seen it, definitely worth going to see. Or you might win it today. Who knows? We're not sure what it is in the boxes. But like you said, there's three boxes. You pick box one, pick box two, or you pick box three. Let's meet our contestant for our Feel Good Friday.
All right, let's go to Madawi. Good morning, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
All right, you are already a winner just by getting on the radio.
I was a bit excited, I have to admit.
You sound like you're bursting with enthusiasm, mate. I'm glad to hear it.
All right, take a minute, have a think. Let's play the thinking music.
All right, here it is. That's not playing. Why is it not playing?
I don't know.
Try turn it. You can't.
That's all right.
Here we go, one more time. Oh, we're on!
Now you can think.
Everyone's going to complain that Adam's had more thinking time than everyone else.
I know. All right, now, the thinking music is over.
Box 1, 2, or 3?
I'm going to go number 3.
Box number 3 is mine. Adam, it's your lucky day. You have won a double pass to the Cause.
Yes!
Oh, my God, that's unreal.
Congratulations.
You are going to see the Cause at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre on Tuesday, the 31st of October. You can get your tickets now from Ticketek. It's not just the Cause. They're also going to have Natalie Imbruglia and Tony Charles and Jermaine all at the one event.
Oh, Imbrugs as well.
Oh, I know.
Enjoy. Congratulations. And it's as simple as that, of course. Ticket Picker Box back throughout today. Scott will have it throughout the day. And then Joel for your drive home as well.
I love giving away stuff on your Feel Good Friday. What's the Cause next?
Another. What's the Goss?
All right, Scott, Chippy, Frappell, something about a football royal family. What's going on?
Yeah, the biggest name in football, it has to be. They've been the biggest name for years, but also just in pop culture. It's the Beckhams.
Of course it is.
They are everywhere. They've got fingers in a lot of pies, that's for sure. And they've been in the news a lot recently. News breaking today that apparently Cruz Beckham, which is David Beckham and Posh Spice's son, he's reportedly split with his long-term girlfriend. Rumours have been circulating. Again, they are rumours that there was a bit of infidelity back in the early 2000s on David Beckham's behalf. Nothing is confirmed on that one. But this all comes about, right, just as a new docuseries about the Beckhams drops on Netflix.
Oh, this is so interesting. Is this the one where Victoria Beckham's trying to defend the fact that she's so, like, grew up so working class?
Well, that's exactly right, Crevo. She's come out saying that she grew up in a working class family, and this TikTok has gone absolutely viral of David Beckham calling BS on that
yeah.
and asking her straight down the line, what car did you drive, get driven to school in? And it went back and forward a little bit.
She keeps like trying to fly it off.
Yeah, she finally revealed that she was driven to school in a Rolls Royce.
Oh, that'll do. Out of touch.
That is working class. But on all accounts, I've heard that the docuseries is very good. It's up there with the Michael Jordan one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm keen to watch it.
Yeah, I'm keen to see what Brooklyn Beckham chefs up in the kitchen in this doco. Obviously, his cooking skills famously are memed on the internet. Yeah, I'm sure something good will come out of that, of his culinary adventures.
I can't wait for that.
Well, a funny story to get us started, but not such a funny story to wrap up What's the Goss today. Jason Derulo, an allegation has been made against him about sexual misconduct.
Really? Oh,
no. Yes.
Not another one.
No, look, it's alleged, very much alleged. Emizar Gibson, I think I'm saying that correctly, she signed on with Derulo on his label, signed a deal with him, and apparently she alleges in the lawsuit that he did it so that he could get in the sack, jump into bed with her, and he made some advances, and she's bringing the lawsuit against him.
Oh, hey, Scotty, have The Voice announced anything about whether or not they're going to pull him from the show?
Haven't seen anything yet, but The Voice finale is this week, and it's Sunday.
That's probably filmed already.
Yeah,
it's probably
already done. Filmed it in the bag, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Worth pointing out again, though, allegations.
Very much an allegation.
Stage, and I'm sure, Scott, that you'll keep us up to date if anything else progresses in that story.
Yeah, still a very, very new story. It only broke only a matter of hours ago, early hours this morning. Right. So it's still very, very fresh details. Not too known as yet, but that's what's been reported.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And Jess did mention it there. I mean, Feel Good Friday leading into the weekend. It's going to be nice weather, which is important. And it's also going to be good conditions in Bathurst. Mm. Cool, should be fairly dry as well. And, of course, plenty of Novocastrians will be heading there to go watch the Bathurst 1000, of course, which is happening this weekend. Mount Panorama, qualifying race today. They got the top 10 shootout tomorrow and the big dance on Sunday.
And if you see a guy sitting there playing a PlayStation on a big screen, like a projector screen, that's my brother. Tell him I said hi. He goes every single year.
And plays PlayStation.
On the big screen.
They do the full glamping thing. So they actually set up like with a bar fridge, and they take the PlayStation and this huge big screen and projector, and they're either sitting there playing PlayStation or watching movies or whatever at night when their cars aren't racing.
Is he like playing race simulators?
Probably. That's probably what you would want driving to, the Bathurst track on Gran Turismo or something.
So once you've done with the big dance, you can go watch the actual big race.
Yeah.
It's Kath's brother on the PlayStation.
Yeah, he's better. We'll find out.
Oh, we buried the lead there, didn't we? That's rattled me. Anyway, we digress, of course. It is as well the last weekend of school holidays. I'm sure for a lot of tired parents, this is a lot of relief. Yeah, relief to send them back to school. So we're talking about the pesky things those kids have done over the school holidays. If you've got a story, save it. $100 fuel cards up for grabs next here on New FM.
And you guys know I like to get into a Facebook local gossip group, right?
You like to, like, infiltrate your way into one you certainly shouldn't be in.
Yeah, so I'm in one for Carrington, which is quite a small little community, really.
Yeah. They're the best Facebook groups, a little tiny.
I know, because people love to gossip, right? And, of course, there was some gossip over overnight about some kids, right, being the end of school holidays. I think kids are getting a bit bored at home. They're starting to get a bit restless. Somebody had taken a photo of some kids that were going roof to roof, jumping from roof to roof, parkour style, in Carrington. Now,
only ends badly, doesn't it?
I know. Luckily, it didn't. The caption was like, anyone know who these kids are?
Just causing trouble, mischief.
They're just bored at the end of school holidays, only a couple of days left. Parents are all, like, itching for them to go back to school. But what we thought we would do, last day of the school holidays here, going into the weekend, what have the kids done that's been a bit naughty over the school holidays? What antics have they got up to? Maybe it was this time. Maybe it was another school holiday that you'll never forget.
Or maybe it was you as a kid. What trouble did you get up to as a kid?
I didn't do anything bad as a kid. I was a good girl.
Rubbish. Boring.
Never caused any trouble. What about you, Steve?
I'd have a meeting with our, like, local councillor once.
Really?
Yeah, one school holidays, there was this vacant block and all these pig melons were growing there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... my mates found a machete. We were slicing them up and we were throwing them all over the street. And then we would, oh, honestly. But as a kid, you're just bored at the end of school holidays,
that's
aren't
right.
you? It's not malicious. We just, like, need something to do.
We put this up on the socials last night. Plenty of stories of kids being pretty bored. Kids playing footy in the middle of Kmart.
And
my personal favourite is one about a kid that was throwing his dressing gown up into the fan because it made it go faster. That's just kids being bored.
Oh, isn't it what? For me, it was a mate of mine had this big property, grew up on this big property, went out there, got the, like, paddock basher and managed to get the fence. The wire fence tangled around the drive shaft of the car.
Oh,
it was so all bad. Sorts of trouble. Bored on the second week of school holidays.
4967 4105. Give us a call. Tell us what the kids have been up to.
And of course, for your Feel Good Friday, $100 worth of free fuel up for grabs as well. That'll help out, won't
Indeed.
It?
Indeed. Have you seen the price of petrol at the moment? Everyone wants the free $100 fuel card.
Let's go to Balwarra Heights. Good morning, Shane.
How you going?
All right. What have the kids been up to?
Mate, I was just talking about Annex and that when we were younger and whatnot, and we used to go up the coast to the north coast and whatnot, and my uncles, towards the end of the holidays, used to dare us to swim across the channel and whatnot to go to the beach, and I think it was just part of natural selection sort of thing, you know, when I come home.
Darwin's theory of evolution, working at his finest, clearly you're a strong swimmer, Shane. Well done. You survived.
Yep. And I know these days I've actually got photos of sharks in that particular area we used to swim.
Wow, strongest to
swimming
survive.
With the sharks for holidays, why not?
How bored do you have to be, you reckon, amongst the TV to swim with sharks? I'd have to be so bored.
Very, very, very bored indeed. To Farley next. Emily, what's your story?
So when my brother and I were in high school, we didn't have the luxury of having a pool, but a neighbour a couple of doors down from his current girlfriend at the time, they had the house up for sale and they had a pool in the backyard. So we broke in there and thought we'll take the opportunity to cool down. No one would be there. Turns out they were having an inspection that day.
No.
So we got caught in the act, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You should have just said
we got in trouble, but today we just laugh about it.
You should have just been like, "Oh, we're just testing it works," you know. Now you can show all the people here, the prospective buyers,
it works. I don't think they're going to believe a 12 and a 13-year-old are buying a house. I mean, I just don't think it's possible. All I can say is, happy last day of school holidays, parents. You've worked hard and you've earned the time off.
Yeah, the kids have finished their break. Now you get your break, leading into a universal break. Though the weekend, Feel Good Friday, $100 fuel card up for grabs, like you alluded to earlier, Kath. I think it goes to Mark in Maitland, who we're talking about crazy places you fell asleep. How's trackside at the V8s?
Unbelievable story. The fuel is all yours.
Well, we'll be back, of course, on Monday. You've had a great first week, Kath.
Congratulations. You've done so well. Really, really awesome.
Happy to come back Monday?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Fantastic. I'm so looking forward to it. Like we said, hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the Bathurst weekend, of course. Royal Derby Grand Final as well.
Exactly.
And we will be back.
River Lights Festival, so much on.
Oh, it's all happening. We'll be back Monday to report on it all. See you then.
See ya.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.